So she reveals herself to be the Goblin Queen, as you would have guessed.
Okay. Oh, yes. Wait. You know, that name's taken by Nancy Reagan.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I heard she was great at it.
She sends them all to hell.
We have a big X-Men fight right here. One of my favorite parts of it is Bishop not giving no warning whatsoever, just throwing Wolverine across this arena. Yep. And, like, not even really getting him to do anything, because he winds up getting smushed against a wall by Beast, and he's like, "You smell like burnt hair. Hey, this ain't working for me, pal. We're friends and everything, but you smell like shit.
Get your taint off my face, please."
Oh, my God. Think about all the shit that's just matted into that hair.
Uh-huh.
He's got to use great care, dude. I bet you he's got like a fucking... a tushy, you know, ass cleaner or something, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, bidet for sure. Because otherwise, like, you're just mashing more shit into your fur when you try to wipe.
I don't know. He's called Beast. That might be a self-grooming there. He might just be licking himself all over. He might just be cleaning up his own messes.
Well, because, I mean, look, the shower clog would be unreal.
Oh,
for
that guy. That is true. That is true. And then, yeah, you're right, Chris. I think it's like he does his work. He analyzes some specimens and stuff, and then he gives himself a rim job. Yeah,
just, you know, clean up.
I'll give you the results of this experiment right after I lick my own ass.
Oh, most interesting.
Oh, the president's coming over tonight? Okay, just let me get it here.
Yeah, that's the Goblin Queen, and this guy is Beast, a.k.a. The Right Rimmy, I think we'll be calling him here.
Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, there's a sentinel that comes in or some shit, and finally you hear the real Jean go, "Enough!" And it's Jean sort of placing her consciousness into this situation here and busting it up. Because they realize also that it's not Sinister doing this to them, which they initially think is happening, but it's actually the Goblin Queen's doing so much. I think I said this to you last night, Steve. So much focusing on Jean Grey's feet in this episode.
There's some tootsies in this episode. Don't worry about
it. Oh, boy. I mean, it's like she's, you know, descending, you know, enough of this. And it's like feet. First, close up on the fucking feet.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty wild.
So she basically is like, "Don't follow me because I'm at, you know, I'm going to go where I need to go. This is just a taste of what you'll get if you follow me."
Mm-hmm. I do love right here, Jean, like in the next scene, Rogue and Magneto coming back in, because apparently, like, they weren't even...
Yeah, they're on
physically at the mansion,
quote unquote,
at the time.
Patrol, which is
sure.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, Beaver Patrol. Yes.
There's a double tree downtown. The first double tree, maybe.
Oh yeah. But you got two bushes. That are power?
Oh, there. You know, I heard that it might be Sabretooth downtown at that double tree inn.
Well, we better go investigate it.
It would be irresponsible of us to not investigate.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? The Blob is at a red roof tonight. Why don't we get out there?
Honey, I heard that Pyro might be going to the Dominican Republic this weekend. Maybe?
Yeah, oh, it's a long weekend patrol.
Exactly.
If you like what you just heard and want to listen to the full episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies for all sorts of exclusive Patreon content. You get a unique RSS feed. You could put it to any podcatcher or podcast app of your choice.